Hello, Patriots. How are you today? Thank you for stopping by the show. We are glad to have more and more listeners from around the country and the world, even though they are tuning in. I can see from the map that they're from all over the place, including Europe and Korea. And I think that has to do with the company that I'm affiliated with, that they're trying to help it, tell their members that this Operation Rainbow is a go. And it's pretty exciting, but it's also a labor of love, and it's time consuming. So I appreciate you stopping by today. I wanted to get into a little bit, how I think if you've listened to past shows, you know that this has not been an easy undertaking, and it should have been. And I took a lot of flack and a lot of cyber warfare, and I've had trolls call in and had nice people call in too. But, it's to make me get discouraged. I wanted to tell you that there's been a turning point that we've reached, and a lot of people weren't even aware of it. And I was, because God kept prompting me to not give up. And it wasn't being talked about anywhere. And that's one of the things good about, having an archive or a record or a library that you can go back and prove, what was said and what was stated. I made a prophecy years ago that's coming to light now. And I also said a couple of days before the 24th of June that we were entering the age of Aquarius and that the planets had lined up. And I'm not some new age, guru, crystal power, rah-rah type person. I just knew that there was something happening because my husband, being in aerospace, gets news sent to him, and they talked about it in the news blurb that he received. So I told the key people who would know what to do with that information, and then they did the research using Stellarium, and I'm talking about Melissa on freedomforce.live, and she was able to track the planets actually doing not really a zigzag, it's kind of a strange pattern. This was all foretold and foreseen long ago by the wise men and the people who were in the know, who were aware of these things. Scripture says that the Lord uses the sun, moon, and stars to give us indications of times and seasons and events, because evil can't mess with it. They can screw up the newspapers, they can screw up the TV channels and what we get to hear, but evil doesn't have any power so far on the planets and the stars and the moon and the sun. So that's why you've seen the blood moons, the orange moon, the eclipses, solar events, the solar flares, all these things that are happening to wake us up, to get our attention. So what's even more interesting is that this all happened on June 24th. It started to begin on the June 24th. That's my wedding anniversary, and I've been married for a long time, and I knew the night that I got married that something was in the air that night, and like the song goes, there was something in the air that night. You can feel it in the air, every bit of me, or however that song by the Gin Blossoms. I guess it's the Gin Blossoms, how that goes. So I've been waiting a long time to have all those things that I had seen and had flashes of and dreams about and, be straight with you, visions about happen. And I have noticed that on Getter, which I use because it has a translator built in, and not all of my relatives understand and speak perfect English, it has a new tab on their platform. It's called Visions. So they are realizing that people are having prophetic visions, prophetic insights, interesting things happening, and that there's more to it than just some, you know, crazy person sitting out in the country doing a radio show, me, or people who want to sell books, or people who, you know, want to be famous. This is more powerful than that, and God is definitely in this. And it's hard when you're going through rough times to think that God is not forgotten you or forsaken you. But, you know, usually the tough times are happening for a reason. And sometimes it's to make you have realization. Sometimes it's to make you tougher. Sometimes it's to make you meet certain people that you would not have met if you hadn't gone through a tough time. So again, I want to say thanks for stopping by. And we're going to talk about a couple things today. And one of the things I'm going to talk about is how you can get involved in the annual 9/11 Memorial Festival benefits. And again, you know, you can do your own benefit. You don't have to be part of trying to raise funds for the Rawhide Ranch. I mean, the Rawhide Ranch doesn't talk to me. They don't even say, you know, hey, thanks, Lori, for your efforts. You know, it's very, they don't want to get involved or be affiliated with me because they know that I've been under siege like they were when they were shut down by Gavin Newsom, Nancy Pelosi's relative, who hurt so many small businesses and so many entrepreneurs with his unjust, unconstitutional shutdown. And if you haven't figured it out yet, people, the Democrats are not the majority. They are not 50% of the population. They are 30 if they're lucky, and they keep bringing in foreigners and socialists and Marxists and communists and scum of the earth Satanists so that they can build up their party. That Democrat Party should have been done when they caused the Civil War, when they wanted segregation, when they formed the KKK and went after blacks and white Christians who were trying to help the blacks not be persecuted. The Democrat Party literally killed 1,100 Christian white people because they were standing with the blacks saying they have a right to be free, and they have a right to vote, and they have a right to do all the things that any other human being does. So the Democrat Party has a long socialist, evil, fascist history. It covers up for them because the media was hijacked by the Nazis and re-imported them after World War II during Operation Paperclip. And that is the bold, honest truth. And if you did your own research, you would know this. So I want to tell you that the networks are going to be brought up on charges. It's going to take a while because there's so many evil people that are part of this coup we just had, where they pretended that Biden won, but they're going to go down. They're going to be out of jobs and in prison where they belong. And I declare that in the name of Jesus Christ Almighty. So it will happen. Okay? Amen. In Jesus' name, I declare it. All right. So I'm not saying boo-hoo, boo-hoo, poor me. I'm saying that I have absolutely no doubt that I've been, how can I say this, wrongly persecuted, because someone got wind that I was, you know, all over the net, you know, posting information about Obama and his past and his best friend, Bill Ayers, the unconvicted terrorist, and his wife, and all the other stuff, his ties to Farrakhan, the Jew and white hater, and all the stuff that I tried to get out there. And so they just sent their minions after me. And I wouldn't care so much if it had a happy ending, but, you know, he got in through Obama, got into office by pretending he was a moderate, pretending he was a Christian, pretending that he was a healer and a uniter, and he was anything but. His previous experience had been reading the notes of real professors when he couldn't get a job because of his drug use and because of his being disbarred for lying about who he was. He didn't divulge all of his former aliases and other names that he had been using. And then Obama when he got into office, became a radical, and had, you know, the mother brother in the White House as czars and, you know, department heads, had spies in there. I mean, the stuff that man did was shocking to you. And, you know, his job was to destroy America and to divide us, and that's what he did. So he did that job well. And Biden's job was to appear to be the elder statesman and the wise experience, and he's crooked as they come, and that's coming out too. So a lot of people are leaving the Biden administration because they know that the illegitimate regime, and they also know that Hunter Biden's laptop information and all the rest of the stuff that's been covered up by the paid-off media is going to come out. And the Supreme Court just upheld the right to bear arms and protect yourself. And that's a big one. And then also with Roe v. Wade, putting it back to the states, for the states, the people in those states to decide. So if you want to, you know, be killing babies, you know, even up till after they're born, up to some Democrats are pushing for abortion after the child is born, up to a year. So you can just go out and just say, I decided I don't want to be a parent, so I'm going to kill my one-year-old. And that's how demented and evil these people are. And for them to pretend that they're not is even more of a joke. So the states are going to decide on the abortion issue, and it was never decided the first time. It was unconstitutional and inappropriately put into law by a bunch of radical leftists and judges that, you know, wanted to, you know, make a name for themselves, justices that wanted to appear to be woke or whatever their issue was. I mean, one of them was Sandra Day O'Connor, who was appointed by President Reagan. And, you know, she voted that for the right to kill the unborn. So then what's next? The right to kill the mentally disabled, the right to kill the people missing limbs and appendages and that are born with severe handicaps. Then what's after that? Oh, you know, you've got to volunteer to die because you're, after all, you're 60 years old. And, you know, we need more room on the planet. So you get off the planet and make some room. So we're going to, you know, have you go into an oven and die in there. I mean, this is the facts, people. I know it's not nice to hear, but the Democrat Party are Fabian socialists. Their motto is out of an old world comes a new, and their new world that they want does not include you. Okay. It includes the club members, the people that are who they have deemed worthy of having wealth and, you know, having power and having clout and having a say. When you think about it, someone like Bill Gates, who, you know, his only claim to fame is being wealthy. And he got that wealth by stealing what he saw at IBM, in case you haven't figured that out. He went to IBM, and then he ended up, in my opinion, allegedly getting some code that led him to what he's doing now. All right. Then because he's wealthy, he sets up foundations with other unscrupulous people like George Soros, the declared Nazi, and people in media like Ted Turner. And Annenberg and all these other Rothschilds and other scumbags, Fauci. And so then he gets a foundation so he can launder money through there and not be paying taxes on it. You pay taxes on everything you make, of course. You're even supposed to declare if you sell something at a garage sale and pay tax on that. That's how wicked this freaking IRS that was established by Democrats and Rothschilds and the real owners of America, which is not us people, it's this other entity, this cabal. Anyway, and then Bill Gates has a foundation, and then he gets to sit on boards, little college dropout, you know, a nobody, a little worm of a man who goes to Epstein Island. Yeah, people, he goes to Epstein Island, and I think his wife divorced him. And then he ends up getting clout and power, and people pay attention to what he says, and he starts a effort to, you know, youth populations in India, especially in Africa, to basically work with the Nazis that are running the drug companies, pharmaceutical companies, to do human testing, because it's hard to get human testing trials done otherwise. And it's, you know, they're not doing a lot of testing on animals anymore, because that's, you know, the leftists would rather protect, you know, a chimpanzee than an unborn child. That's how screwed up your brains are, leftists. You care more about an unborn puppy or a rat or a monkey or a chimpanzee that's having testing done on them than you do about an unborn baby. That's how sick you people are. That's why we want nothing to do with you. And that's why we're breaking away. And that's why Operation Rainbow is so important, because a lot of people are starting to realize that they don't have to be part of this matrix, this, you know, hidden government, hidden control system, and they can live free. But, you know, it's still limited, because even if you, say you have a piece of land and you put a tiny house on it, you still have to pay taxes on that land. You still have to get your water and your electric to the land, or put in a solar system. So, you know, you're never going to live completely free in this world, but there's ways that you can do things to help yourself. And I'm going to talk about that after the break. So again, we're going to be talking about the Time to Awake, Time to Free America Tour, what I call Team America, with the frontline doctors. We're going to be talking about ways you can get involved with the Operation Rainbow, ways you can be featured on the show if you have a business that you're trying to get going, and ways that you can plug into your own connection to God. And some people call, you know, God by different names, but it still comes down to a higher power, a creator, a master of the universe. And if you want proof of a master of the universe, it's the Fibonacci code, Fibonacci sequence, which shows that there's intelligent design. And to be frank, it's in our DNA, okay? There's proof in our DNA. But they won't talk about that either, because that would make people have a belief in a higher power, and they would not be able to push communism and atheism and Satanism if more people believed in a higher power. So that's why they are pushing out God from our society, our schools, our media, and our history, because they can't take over satanic group, this anti-God group, if we have faith and belief and are united in that. Okay, be right back after the message.
You know, sometimes it's hard to decide what to watch on TV. Cox Contour TV makes that decision easier with the entertainment you love in one place. Enjoy live TV, on-demand programs, DVR recordings, and music, all with the sound of your voice with a Contour voice remote. Catch the golf and basketball action you've been waiting for and get real-time scores, stats, and highlights on the Contour Sports app. Learn more at cox.com/contour. Again, that's cox.com/contour.
It's time to spring on the cold brew topped with cold foam at Dunkin'. Whether you're feeling a little salty with our rich and creamy salted caramel cold foam, or a little sweet with our smooth and velvety sweet cold foam, we've got the perfect sips to match your springtime mood.
So it's like a choose-your-own cold foam adventure?
That's right. And no matter which smooth sips you're feeling, you always win.
Well, then I'm in the mood for an adventure.
Bring it on with salted caramel cold foam and sweet cold foam at Dunkin'. DD Perks members can enjoy a medium for $3. America runs on Dunkin'. Exclusions, additional charges, and terms may apply. Participation may vary.
You're like a circle that floats around me, keeping me safe and sound. And when I fall, you tied a rope to me. You're blessing me every day. I was down with an illusion, like a sparrow with broken wings, but now I shine with your reflection on me. I'm getting back up on my feet. That you showed up was written in the palm. You are a
All right, you hear the words to that song, you cut me loose and set me free, and you're like a circle surrounding me, keeping me safe and protected. Right? That's why this is called an encircle, because encircle, it's spelled two different ways. Encircle with an E means like a ring, and then encircle with an I means to kind of group together. And when I was first getting started with this years ago, I realized that if you listen to past shows, the ties in the area I am in North County, San Diego, near Rainbow, I realized that there was this whole group of Hollywood right-leaning people that had settled down here. And that John Wayne was a key factor. It was Randolph Scott that was he was a B actor, but he had a big ranch down here near San Marcos, and that's partly what got John Wayne down here and all the other stars that I've mentioned in the past, including Bing Crosby and Lawrence Welk and Steve Reeves, bodybuilder who played Hercules. And you know, I'm going to share something with you right now that might sound a little strange, but I had a vision about Steve Reeves. It wasn't really a vision. It was more that I was awake, but I was shown something on the TV. And when I say shown, I mean I was, you know, had. I think I had to save this for the book because what happened to me was so strange. And at the time, I was like, what's Steve Reeves being shown to me about? And he was in a movie called White Warrior or something like that. And he ties into the story because he had a ranch near here. And he was a cool guy. And also the Warner Studios had a ranch near here. So bottom line is, old Hollywood is tied to this, but there was a lot of people in Hollywood that were going communist and going dark and going to the Satanist side. And Mae West was a big part of that movement. But people like Jimmy Stewart, who was a lifelong Air Force reservist and made the rank of, I think, Lieutenant General, and John Wayne, they weren't communists. They were, you know, very, very tolerant, good people, and, you know, kind, and, you know, people of faith and people of integrity and character. And that's the kind of people we need in charge, not the scum that we have now. All right, so I wanted to get into a little bit more of the Operation Rainbow updates. You know, so far, I have not had a venue confirm that they will host the event. They are apparently afraid to have that many people there and then have Democrats come. You know, Democrats base are La Raza and Communist Party USA and BLM and ACORN and Antifa. So that's why they don't want to book the event, because they don't want to have their property destroyed, and they don't want to have a riot. So that's how the fascists take over. They make us afraid to just live our lives and have freedom. And so then they also, what they did recently with Kamala Harass, is they had an event, and they had gay people there, gay pride, you know, transvestites and other perverts. And they made it that they pretended that there was these white nationalists that showed up, and they were going to, you know, shoot everybody, and they had guns, and they staged another false flag that got thankfully derailed. But this is what we were dealing with. We're dealing with a group of people that would do anything to keep power and keep their hooks into everything, that they would orchestrate an arranged setup so that they could say, see, the Democrat or the Trump supporters came out to this gay pride thing and they you know, hurt and beat up and shot gay people. Yeah, that's how wicked they are. Okay, we're not dealing with normal people. These are obviously possessed by demons or some alien force, because who would do that? Who would willingly mow down innocent people and try to blame it on a group of people that weren't involved at all? And who would hire people to do that? Go back to that in a bit, but you know, there's so much of these false flags that happened during Obama's reign of terror that haven't come out. And, you know, most of it is so shocking that they'll never let it come out, including what happened in Charlottesville and in Sandy Hook and at the Miami nightclub. Okay, that the kid that was involved with that, his dad was a big supporter of Hillary. Right, we have orchestrated terror, and that's what these people do. And Clintons were in charge with Holder and with the lesbian Janet Napolitano in the DOJ when Ruby Ridge went down and Oklahoma City went down. Okay, so these people have a long, long history of working for the enemies of America, but they're really good at pretending that they're patriots and they're good people. They're not. They're demonic. Okay, and they also, like in Hillary's case, her dad was working for Al Capone way back when Al Capone went to prison on tax evasion, right? So they're mafia, okay? We have a mafia cabal running most of the country, and the areas that aren't run by the mafia, they end up dead. And I'll give you an example of that. Just recently, whistleblower Sergeant at Arms, who spoke up about the January 6th capital siege, as they call it. He said that they were professional provocateurs, saboteurs, hired mercenaries, instigators, people that were rabble rousers, whatever the expression is, people that were there to incite violence, people to just misdirect. You know, they had people moving out the barriers and people unlocking the doors to the backside of the Capitol building. Somebody did that, and it was cabal cops. And unfortunately, there's a lot of black cabal cops, and they work for the Freemasons, and the Freemasons are the upper echelon of that society, that secret cult, and you know, the Satanists. Okay, so that's, I'm not saying that they're all black. I'm saying that there's a lot of them that are, and that's the ones that went on the stand and gave false testimony and tried to finger people that were innocent. So this is not like a typical war where you have people wearing a green uniform means that, you know, they're this from this country and, you know, that they speak a different language, so they're obviously not, you know, Americans. This is like the most complex, multi-level, convoluted, you know, intricate, problematic war we've ever been involved in. And it's not just cyber war and cyber attacks. It's also a financial war. They're affecting our economy now with the hyperinflation, which is foretold in the Bible that this would happen, the mark of the beast and hyperinflation and not being able to get a job unless you complied. And, you know, that's happening now where people are not getting job offers because they look at their social media and see, you know, what they've said in the past and what their opinions are and who their friends are. And so they don't get a job offer. So what the Bible foretold and, you know, foreshadowed, predicted is we're in that time right now. I didn't think I'd live to see this, but that's why I'm standing up and trying to sound the alarm, ring the bell, Laura Bella, because, I knew this was coming, but I just didn't think it would be right now. So can you imagine being told that you can't have a job because you voted for Trump? Well, can you imagine if it goes the other way, that we say, well, we're not hiring you because you support fascist and Marxist and Black Panther buddy Obama. You know, what comes around goes around, and there's nothing new under the sun, as the Bible says. So, you know, if you're going to play this bullshit with us and be terrorizing and targeting and persecuting people, we can turn it right back on you. Okay, you want to get a piece of what you've been giving out? We can do it. We're just too nice. We've been too nice, and that's what's going to stop. We're going to fight fire with fire. We're going to take the gloves off, and people that did this are going to be exposed, and you will be unable to go in public because you will be so loathed by most of the world, okay? You will be outcast. So what you plan to do to us, it's going to go boomerang right back on you, and that's also predicted in the Bible. Anyway, the fellow, the sergeant at arms, who spoke up about the Capitol siege January 6, 2021, obviously being orchestrated by hired professionals that were there to instigate violence. And you know, somebody threw the gas grenade, somebody opened up the Capitol and led them up the stairs. I saw the video of the cabal cop, the black scumbag cabal cop, leading the people up to the top of the balcony of the Capitol building. They wanted to have the photo op of the, you know, the siege on the Capitol. And all that. We own that Capitol building. If we want to go up there, we can go up there. We pay the bills for that Capitol building. So how dare you, Liz Cheney, you freaking Marxist, lying scumbag, Darth Vader's daughter. How dare you pretend that what we did was so unusual? It wasn't. And Nancy Pelosi and the lesbian mayor of D.C. refused to get extra security or more National Guard, even though there were millions of people there that in D.C. that day that had never been there, that many people, to go to the peaceful and legal Trump rally. So you know what? You went too far, all of you scum communists in the Congress. You're going to wake up to being in a prison cell, just like you've been swooping in and killing off people. It can be done to you as well. And I'm not making a threat. I'm just telling you what you've been serving, you're going to get. They killed the sergeant at arms because he said that the January 6th event was orchestrated by professional provocateurs and saboteurs. And I think it's June 29th, they killed him, okay? Because they didn't want him to testify about what he had seen and what he had heard. And all the other people, a lot of them, the Congress members, they went down into the basement, into the tunnel system that runs all under D.C. to hide because they were afraid, which was part of the plan, was to make it so that nobody really knew what happened. We'd just get edited video from Liz Cheney, Darth Vader's daughter. Dick Cheney is now he's an old man. If he ends up being in prison, so who gives a crap? He and Bush orchestrated 9/11, and they gave the okay to do that. Yeah, and Clinton was involved too. That's my opinion. And if you look at the videos of it, you would know that. So Liz Cheney is protecting her political future, but she's also protecting her daddy because he also was okay with organizing an excuse to go to Iraq for 20 years with the debacle there because, you know, a lot of war profiteering to be made. And they had the people in the Pentagon that get a lot of military contracts and a lot of blackmail as well as secrets and military equipment that they make a lot of profit on. Yeah, that's what's going on, people, okay? So I'm sorry to be the one that has to tell you, but, you know, our country was hijacked long ago, and in my estimation, it pretty much started happening blatantly, obviously. Well, I'll go back to the sinking of the Titanic. Everybody that was on the Titanic that was against having a Federal Reserve, which is not federal and not a reserve, you know, those people that were wealthy, that were, you know, capitalists but not globalists, those people went down on the Titanic, okay? And the Titanic, you don't have icebergs floating in the mid-Atlantic at that time of year, so it was all BS. It was blown up, okay? So there, this whole bull crap about an iceberg sinking a ship and not having enough lifeboats on board. What a joke. Okay. I'm sorry to get so riled up, but, you know, I'm not under non-disclosure. A lot of people are. So a lot of people can't say what they really want. But what I've come to realize is that, you know, I was being sent information in my feed and stuff so that I would, you know, get a fast education. The other part of it was that I was used by the white hats to to get information out there. And so all this time I kept thinking, you know, the good part was going to be where we'd get rid of the cabal and be free people. And so I kept hanging in there hoping that it would be okay. I wasted my life and my time because they're too cowardly to fix anything. They just keep pushing the ball down the court. So I'm going to say what has to be said because they obviously are too worried about their own security. If you give up security, you don't have freedom. If you think you can have freedom without and security, you're crazy, okay? We could fix this problem so easily if we would all just work together, but instead you're all just competing against each other. I'm going to tell you about the information on the 9/11 annual benefit. Okay, so this has been a long time coming, and I really thought that you know, somebody big would take it over and go with it, but it can't just be one person that's in charge of it, or you know, it starts a foundation and, you know, gets money sent to them and then they decide how it gets distributed. It can't be that kind of thing. It has to be a grassroots effort and it has to be what I would call an organic, organically happening where people say, well, you know, we've got, you know, people in our own community that have passed or were killed in Iraq or have come home and they're disabled, and we've got people that are doing good things in our community, and we have people who, you know, are, you know, movers and shakers in our own community. Let's give them a recognition and let's have an excuse for a celebration and for a party. But I know it's hard to want to party on 9/11 because of that day being so tragic and so, I mean, it definitely changed America for the worse after that happened. But we've got to turn it around, okay? We've got to take that horrible thing and make it have some good that comes out of it. And one of those things can be that it becomes a way to once a year everyone get together, whether it's for having a reunion or for going to the 9/11 Memorial Festival benefits, and that once a year people, you know that they're going to be involved with helping to raise money for whatever cause is being selected by the group that's putting on their own benefit. You know, I wanted to raise money for the scholarships for the Rawhide Ranch to be able to expand and take more kids, since they have a waiting list because Governor Newsom, the nuisance, the demon rat, shut down the ranch for 2 years almost. So, you know, that was my goal. But then I also saw that there was a need to have, you know, have all these returning veterans, and like what we have now, suddenly, you know, a lot of veterans are not, I think it's like 40% are not reenlisting because they won't take the jab because they know that it's killing people. And I'm sorry that, you know, makes you uncomfortable, makes you feel stupid for getting it, but people tried to warn you all and you just went ahead and did it. So you're going to have health problems soon or in the future because of your stupidity. So I'm sorry. There are things you can do to help obfuscate the effects of it, but, you know, you really should have listened to people when they said there's something wrong with a batch or two or three in this thing that's called a vaccine that really isn't a vaccine. So anyway, you have all these returning veterans coming home, and then you have a whole group more that are being let out of the military. They weren't even, you know, involved with Iraq and the Middle East stuff. They were just going to be like released from the military because they refused to get the. So that means that they're going to be looking for work. So, and some of them are going to need to be getting new training, and some of them are going to need to be getting like new skills that they probably weren't expecting to get, which, you know, could be that they get a whole different, what's called, I think it's called a MOS, military operation. No, I forget what the expression is, but it means that they're training that they get while they're in the military. They do testing to see what their attributes are and what they're, you know, what they'd be excelling at. And then as they concentrate on that, and they, you know, give them extra training. Like I know people in my circle that had language capabilities. And so they sent them to school to learn Farsi and Russian. So, you know, you have this whole group of people that are coming out of the military that need to be employed. And that wouldn't be a problem ordinarily, but now it is, because there's not a whole lot of jobs for regular people, let alone for a new batch of young men. So that those young men need to get training. And so that means that you've got to think outside the box. And who's doing that is Mike Rowe of the show 30 Jobs. He has a foundation, Mike Rowe Works, WORKS.org, I believe. And he has jobs listed there that are all over the country. And he's a big advocate of vocational training, meaning like you learn carpentry skills and technical skills, AC, HVAC, plumbing, car mechanics, you know, all those kind of things that, you know, are needed. I have people in my circle that know how to do diesel mechanics on heavy-duty farm equipment. And so they get big bucks because not a whole lot of people know how to do that anymore. So you got to start thinking about your real gifts. But what I would like you to do is take the test that I have on blog.laurabella.com, the spiritual gifts test, and figure out what your spiritual gifts are, because they're not always the same thing. And it could be very useful right now, because what we're doing is basically making a Team America with superpowers. We're putting all the people who have intuition skills like I do, people who have had visions about what is coming and what to do, those people, the people that are able to connect important people together, like Glenn Beck knows a lot of important people, you know, people who are in entertainment, like Ted Nugent, who has Spirit Campfire on Real America News, which is on the Roku channel. You know, one thing you can do to push back on this cabal is to defund them. And how do you do that? Well, one way is that you stop your Amazon Prime membership, okay, and give that money instead to being part of an organization that it's not being part of pro-America organizations. And I've spoken about that a bit on past shows, but you know, there's a lot of ways you can get out of their control. And a lot of corporations are buying up smaller mom and pop companies. And so they end up having more money for advertising, and they have more money to donate to Democrats, and then they put Democrats in power by basically flooding the media with you know, nasty ads and you know, working at trying to change public opinion, and it's very effective. That's how George Soros rolls with his Media Matters and other other groups he's involved in. Here's this Hungarian who should have his U.S. citizenship revoked because he admitted to being a Nazi helper to Steve Croft of 60 Minutes back in the 1990s, and he crashed the British pound. For that alone, why would you give someone like that U.S. citizenship? Kick his ass back to Hungary, little fake Jew atheist that he is. But anyway, you have George Soros, who is funding efforts to change elections in key areas. So when I came to San Diego, for example, it was very solidly red. It's a military town, military have Coronado Island and Camp Pendleton, and but how did they get around that? They imported Muslims, and I hate to say that, but they imported them. They came in, pretended to be Mexican, and they're actually jihadists. And then they took over the elections by literally inserting populations of Democrats in key areas. So now the area in less than 20 years has gone blue, supposedly. Right? This is how this fascist cabal rolls. They want the prize. They want America. And they will do anything to achieve that purpose, including killing people, including ruining people, including, like in my case, planting files on my other website, one that's not operational anymore, to try to smear me and to wreck my life, and including making it that you can't get hired and that you are depersoned, that your posts aren't seen, your comments aren't seen. If you write an article, it doesn't get seen. So this is diabolical what's been allowed to happen. And if you're as fed up as I am, you will think about what I'm going to tell you next. All right, so all you people who have Amazon Prime memberships, or even Costco for that matter, what I'm talking about doing is putting your money towards, the membership right now is free, which is, really it's like a dollar to join. And to this company is making products here in America. You don't have to worry about someone, lacing it with fentanyl or some other, problem that would make it defective or, tainted, whatever. And then you switch where you're buying your everything from hair to personal care to cleaning products to, fitness bars and fitness shakes and all the other things that we all buy, medicine cabinet. Think about what's in your medicine cabinet with bandages and medicinal products. Think about all the vitamins that we all buy and all that stuff. Well, I'm saying if you want to really help this cause, you'll get under my rainbow, my umbrella, and be in my team and be part of the InCircle member group, because then we end up taking away the power from these corporations that are funding the Democrat Party so that they can run all kinds of hit ads and push their agenda and pay off people in politics to write law that does not benefit us one bit. So, and then if you think that's not enough, I mean, a lot of people shop at, Costco and Sam's Club and all that stuff, which is fine, that's, I don't care, it's your business, but it's pretty expensive membership for one thing. But you also, you get what they select for you to have. In other words, you have to buy what they have in their store. Well, what's really great about the company that I'm affiliated with, which it's a $2 billion a year company that is international now and has, millions of members, and they pay out millions in commissions to their members because their members do the marketing for their company. You're not going to see an ad in the newspaper or on TV for this company. And part of that is because they want to have customers for life. They want to have people who use the products, understand why they work, what makes them special, why they're patented, why they are unique, why why they are something you want to incorporate into your lifestyle. And so on top of that, like if that wasn't enough, that you could have affordable, effective and eco-friendly products, a lot of them are like, you know, concentrated so that you can get, you know, reduces the packaging, but also reduces the landfill impact. If that wasn't enough, then they have other member benefits that are things that you're using right now, from identity theft to in health insurance, all kinds of stuff that, you know, are useful. Then on top of that, they made, because they're such a big company with lots of members, they made an affiliation with other retailers. And so that when you shop at those retailers, you get a loyalty reward, basically a kickback that goes into your account so you can go shopping and buy things. So you could actually help people in your family that are struggling by being able to offer them, you know, different foods, different products that they have. But also on top of it, you can save money and you can also save time and you can save gas. So to me, it's like a real no-brainer. And I really want to show you the, I think it's like a 15-minute presentation. And you look at it and you go, yeah, that makes sense. It's a no-brainer. Or you say, no, I don't want that. I do think that if you have a big family, or especially if you have a bathroom, I think, you know, that easily you're buying at least $200 worth of things, you know, in food and cleaning products and baby products and, you know, shampoos and all that stuff. So, like, why would you spend it with companies that don't reward you for your patronage? I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me. I don't get it. And also that I really love the product. So, you know, a lot of people that don't want to be tied down and, you know, have to spend their money just with one place, but you're in effect doing that by buying on Walmart or Amazon or wherever you're buying from. You know, like, for example, Trader Joe's is very big out here in California. Well, there's people that buy products at Trader Joe's and sell them on the internet because you can't get them in, you know, different areas of the country. Well, you know, that's ridiculous. This company, you can get these products wherever you are. And it's really great for people in the military because wherever you're located, whether it be Europe or, you know, Korea or Canada, Africa, wherever you are, you can get them. But also that if you want to, you can build a business by doing it as a business and getting referrals based on your people that you tell about the products and the company, and they become customers. So you get a commission check from the company every month for your efforts. I mean, how beautiful is that? I mean, no one else is paying me to recommend a movie or recommend a, you know, a product, but on top of it, to have the power to get, to get incentives from other retailers, you know, big ones like, you know, Bed and Bath and, you know, the flowers and, you know, gift baskets and Office Max and all the big retailers that are out there, they are involved with giving what I would call a loyalty shopping reward. And that goes back to your account. So you're having more money that you can use on the things that you need. So you're saving money. But on top of it, if you look at it from the point of view that you could help, so your kids are in college, you can send them their cleaning products and you don't have to worry that how you're going to afford to pay for their cleaning products while they're in college or, you know, away, because you're getting it rebated to your account. And so it's basically like, you know, free shopping free. So, I mean, really, I really want to talk to you about that. And if more people would do this, it would really help to disable the corporations that are controlling our elections by giving their donations from the products that they sell to the Democrat Party. And, you know, I don't want to put any business out of business, but, you know, the big box stores, they screwed over Mike Lindell and his products out of their stores after they agreed to sell them. Business so much, you know, they hurt him by making him lose millions of dollars. And, you know, all Mike Lindell wanted to do was support a president that actually was pro-America and was interested in making America great again instead of China. But the Democrat Party and the fake Republicans, the traitors, they have decided that China, you know, has more people and more military might, and we made them rich, and now, you know, they're going to be number one. We can't have a global power be communist, okay? And want to know why? If you want to know why, go on my Getter feed, GETTR.com/Lori Parrish or In Circle or In Circle Less Members, I think it is, and Laura Bella, and I explain why we can't have communist Chinese in power. It's pretty obvious why you wouldn't want to do that. It has to do with them collecting people that they consider to be dissidents or problem people and putting them in concentration camps and harvesting their organs and selling them. Yes, that's what they're doing. Falun Gong is being targeted by the communist Chinese. So why would we want to have communist Chinese in charge of us in America? Think, people. Mike Lindell has been really hit hard. He has, he's trying to get back on his feet. He has his pillows on sale for $49.98 now, and they're very special, very comfortable. You can use code F like Frank, S like Sam 7 and save on those. All right, I'm going to ask you to tune back in another day when I will talk more about how you can get involved with Operation Rainbow on your local level and why you want to make it so that we join together. And I ask you to be bold and be brave, and we will all be free, but it requires some sacrifice on all of our parts. All of our parts. And I also would like to say that we are winning, but you're not going to hear about it on the news, okay? They are very afraid and worried right now, and they should be coming for you, dumb traitors. All right, I'm done.